Hello?
Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Kevin. How can I help you?
Okay, first of all, I'm going to try to calm down because I'm really upset. Okay, first of all, do you know a daily gadget shop from Amazon?
Why is that, ma'am?
Why is that? Because they're taking my money. I never got the project, and I tried to stop the procedure. That's why I never put an email, and they took $56.95 away from me. And that's what they took. And I'm trying to have them put my money back on my card. I never even finished doing the procedure of getting the outfit or whatever, because I realized I didn't want it, so I never gave them no email.
Give me 1 second.
That's why
yeah.
I'm asking. You're cut in and out?
Give me 1 second. Can I have your zip code?
815. 815? Yes, it is. And this is my bank gave me this information. They said it came from a daily gadget shop. That's who took my money. And they took $56.95. I've been trying to figure out what was it. They finally gave me the name of the people. Now, what I'm having a problem with, because when I'm going to finish letting you talk, because I'm really upset right now. I'm trying to get them to put my money back on my card.
Okay, ma'am, and what's your name?
I keep telling y'all, my name is Rebecca Brown. That's the name of my card. That's the name that's on my card. And then they keep saying that it doesn't match up. That's what I didn't finish doing the application. But I'm saying that they took my money. And I'm trying to get them to put it back instead of them putting it back.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Can you give me your name again, please?
Rebecca. How are y'all spelling it?
Rebecca. Let me check that. When was this charge made?
This charge was made maybe about two and a half weeks ago. Not too long ago. Let's see, I was calling about it, the week before on a Friday or Wednesday, I was calling because that's when I found out they took my money. At that time, my money was on hold. But then when I called my bank today, they said they went ahead and took it. I don't even know why they took it. I never even got the outfit sent to me because it was asking me on my phone when I was trying to order, asking for my email or Gmail. I never did give them one because I couldn't even remember my Gmail or email. And I know I start hitting in RR.
Ma'am, so your zip code again is 80015?
Yeah. But if
okay, I don't see your name under that zip code. Can you please give me the last 4 digits of the card you're getting charged?
Oh, Lord, I did all this, and they keep saying they don't see it. But I just gave you, it says Daily Gadget Shop. That's who took my money. That's what the money was.
Ma'am, I need you to confirm to see if you're even here.
I did all this, and they keep saying that y'all don't have this, but this the information that my bank
gave. Ma'am, this is me. Ma'am, this is the first time I'm speaking to you.
Okay, but I've spoken to a lot of people. Okay, so you're not the first person that answers the phone. But I've spoken to a lot of people.
I believe that then you're calling the wrong customer service number, ma'am. Please call your bank, and so they can help you out.
They said, sir, my bank is professional just like y'all, right? They're not going to sit there and play with me about my money. This is the number that they gave me.
But I'm sorry, I don't have your information. And if I don't have your information, I can't help you.
Okay, well, I just...
It's just like that.
Okay, but let me explain. Y'all is messy up there. All of y'all is very messy. But the point of it is, okay, let me give it to y'all again. And y'all keep saying y'all don't have me. And that's not true. Y'all took $56.95.
If we don't have you, we don't have you, ma'am. I'm sorry. We can't help you. Please call your bank.
How are y'all still taking my money?
Ma'am, we're not the ones taking your money. If we can't find your account, is because we don't have you as a customer.
Is there a supervisor I can speak to?
Ma'am, I don't even have an account that I can transfer. That I can transfer an account to my supervisor. So our supervisors are really busy. I don't even have an account that I can transfer. So if I don't you're not even a customer. That's what I'm saying, ma'am. We're customer service for this company. No, you're not. No, you're not because we don't have your information.
Yes, I am, damn it.
No, ma'am, you are not.
What are you talking about? Why would I lie about it? I've been arguing with y'all for
I'm suggesting to call your bank so they can give you another customer service number. I'm sorry. I don't have your information.
I didn't even give you my information, so how do you know you ain't got my information?
You give me your zip code and your name, and you're saying that you already called several times, and nobody has been able to find your account, ma'am. That means we don't have your account. And if we don't have an account, we can't help you.
God damn it, listen to me. This is my money y'all stealing from me.
That's it. We're not stealing anything, ma'am. We don't have your information. You're talking to the wrong customer service number.